Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
How is everybody this morning? Glad to be in God's house? Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be here. I tell you what, Brian told me to tell you guys hello. He's going to be here next week, and he is pumped to preach to you. So I get the privilege and the honor this morning. How many of you had a great Thanksgiving this week? Anybody? Oh, my goodness. How many of you fried your turkey? Nobody. It's not a good plan. I would think in Owensboro, Kentucky, that we could have made turkey unhealthy. Just at least one of us could have made it unhealthy. How many of you smoked that turkey? Anybody with that? Okay. And anybody just baked the turkey and you just, nobody had turkey. This is such a strange crowd. I am obviously missing another option that I do not know about. So if you could inform me after the service, that would be awesome. At Brian's house, they've been in the cattle business for years, so they are not grateful for poultry, even though Wes Neese right here on the front row is, because he loves those turkeys. So we always eat beef, and I bring the turkey because I love everyone, all of the people of the world. And so we always order ours, and it is smoked, and it is good. And we had it this week, and I had a great time. I tell you what, if you are here in God's house, you're one step closer to flourishing. So go ahead and give yourself a hand clap. Tell your neighbor that they made it. First service still had a lot of turkey coma going on, so I'm going to need some help up in this place today. Somebody smile at me. Let me know that you are hearing what I'm saying, and I will keep on preaching to you. I tell you what, this is a great, great season. It is a wonderful season of celebration, and I believe as the church, we should be people of celebration. We have Thanksgiving that just happened, which means that we are one step closer to all of you people at Christmas that love it and decorate early and listen to the music and watch all the I think I've already watched 6 Hallmark Christmas movies, and my oldest daughter is obsessed with Hallmark movies, and so how many of you know you got to get obsessed with what your kids are obsessed with? So I just dive right in there. I already know how it's going to end. It ends the same way every time, right? And we all know what's going to happen, but we still keep on watching because no one hates a happy ending, right? We all love a happy ending. So that's fun. I hope you have celebration. I hope you have traditions. I hope you're doing all of it right now, because we are called to be people of celebration. So I was telling them this morning, I think I'm going to just entitle this message this morning, Put Your Praise Clothes On. So if you're taking notes, you can go ahead and put that at the very top. Keep that in your mind as we walk through this. I am sure that if I would have polled people on the way in, I wish I could have stopped every single person and asked them today, how are you feeling? And if I would have said that, how many of you know some of you would be honest? Some of you would give the obligatory, I'm fine. Some of you would have been too honest. How many of you have that family member that's just too honest? Whenever people ask them, right? And they just spill the beans on everything that they know, and you just hope they don't know of any illegal things going on, because they'll spill that too. People are too honest sometimes. It scares people away. But how many of you know if we asked every single person, you'd have different reactions, because you all just walked through very different weeks. And I don't know where you are today or what that looked like for you. But I would venture to guess that if I were to ask you, that we would get some very different answers, some of which would be, Jesse, I am tired. And all the mothers who cooked said, amen. I'm happy. I'm doing good. I asked a few people in the lobby, and one said, you know, I can't complain. I said, that's a great thing. If you can't complain, you're half the way to a great day. That's wonderful. Some people would just say, I'm happy. Some people, if they were honest, would say, you know what? I'm just frustrated right now. I'm a little frustrated with life in general, or the person that just dropped me off at the door. Some of you would say, I'm angry. If you haven't come to church angry at any point in your life, you have not come to church enough. You should come more. Because if you've come to church on the regular, you've come to church angry. You know, it's always good to come to church, and it's even better to come to church when you're some of these things, angry being one of them. Under the weather, you know, sickness kind of creeps in, and people just, you know, I'm just not feeling that great. That's how I'm feeling today, Jesse. How are you feeling? I'm over it. How many of you just ever been over it? Just over the whole thing. Just want to crawl under the covers and disappear. You just go want to go away. Some of you would say, I'm exhausted. Some of you would probably tell me that you're a little bit stressed about this season. Some of you might tell me that you're anxious today. Some of you might tell me that you've never been better. Oh, I love those people. They're wonderful. And some of you might say, I'm fine, because you're the ones who have not enough words and you frustrate your family members. I have one sister like this who just will not give you any words. How are you? I'm fine. Could you give me more words? I don't have anything else to say, she'll say. She's low on words. There's no one low on words in my house, I promise you. I just traveled 15 hours with 3 children and a dog in a car all the way across the United States, it felt, to come back and preach to you today, which means that I love you dearly. And I was by myself with 3 children and a dog, and we had a great trip, and I'm going to give you my word of honor that no one has few words in our household, because there was not 1 minute of that trip that everyone was silent at the same time, and I got all of the words that I needed for the next month. So people are different. Their experiences are different. We have all of these things going on in life, and how many of you know the holiday season can accentuate some of those things in our world? But God has called us to be a people that celebrate, a people of joy, a people of thanksgiving and a grateful heart. And what we just did was tell God that we were grateful. Some people try to make it very specific. I'm grateful for this person. I'm grateful for that person. I think any gratitude is good gratitude. But what would happen if we just became a people that were just grateful? We were just grateful. I can't complain is a pretty good statement of just a grateful heart about everything in life. I saw yesterday someone post on social media, oh, I'm just thanking God today because we were able to get a brand new Christmas tree this year. I love that. Just taking one of the simplest things in life and just thanking God that He's given us what we need to excel in this life, what we need to succeed in this life, what we need to manage this life, what we need to go forward in this life. God has called us to a place of gratitude and joy and thanksgiving. But sometimes it's not easy just to get there by ourselves. And we need a high priest, a heavenly father, Jesus himself, to come and to help us with some of these things in our life and to adjust our lives in a way that God has the greatest chance of success in bringing us to that point. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 61 today, verses 1 through 3. We're going to look at these verses, and when we do, I want you to hear this is a prophet that is speaking over the nation of Israel, and he's saying what God is going to do in their life and for them, but it's also a representation of what our high priest, the prophet of our life, God of all gods, King of all kings, Jesus himself, is doing for the church, and you are a part of the church. How many of you are believers in Jesus, right there? I see hands everywhere. How many of you would consider yourself a Christian, having given your heart to God? Then you are a recipient of what we are about to read out of Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them, this is what God wants to bring unto you, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Did you know that your life should look like a tree that is planted by God? That you are planted, that you are stable, that you are strong, that your roots run down deep. God has called you to have deep, deep roots in this place, in the local church, in the kingdom of God. Everything that God's called you to be, He has called you to be planted. He's called you to be trees of righteousness. Do you know you are a tree of righteousness? Turn to your neighbor today and tell him you are a tree of righteousness. God's called you to be planted by the Lord that he might be glorified, or that he might receive the glory from your life. I don't know about you, but I want God to receive glory from everything that I do. I want God to receive glory from how I raise my children. I want God to receive glory from how I am a wife to Brian and how our marriage goes on this earth. I want God to receive glory with what I do every single day in my profession. I want God to receive glory for how I treat people in this life. I want glory to belong to God. Whenever people view my life, it causes them to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to be a tree of righteousness, that when people eat of the fruit of my life, that they eat of righteousness, that right standing position with God. And if you've ever met me personally or had any conversation with me, you will come to the quick conclusion that I am imperfect, that I am not righteous on my own, that there is nothing perfect in Jesse. But how many of you know we're not called to be perfect in and of ourselves or in our flesh? We are called to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That when we give our life to him and that blood covers us, that we go from being just Jesse to Jesse with the blood of Jesus covering her imperfection. Jesse with the blood of Jesus making her righteous, planting me in the kingdom of God, and fruit of righteousness begin to grow on this tree in a greater way. Do you know when you meet Jesus, things should change in your life? That's a really good point. You should nudge your neighbor right now and be like, man, that was good. That's a good one. The tree of righteousness should be you. When people eat of the fruit of your life, they should eat of the things of God. It should come out through what you produce. God has called you to that. And three of the ways that he has decided to do that in your life, he has decided to do it by giving you beauty for ashes. How many of you ever had anything just burn down in your life? You had a friendship just burn down. There's nothing left of it. Incinerated. How many of you have ever had a relationship in general burn down? You've had a season of your life burn down. You've had a job maybe just burn and it's ashes. Some of you have had a lifestyle that you lived and it's been burned down. Some of you had positions that you held and they've been burned down. Some of it was great. Some of it was miserable. All of it was hard, right? Whenever things burn in life, it's not the easiest thing to watch them burn. I have talked to people who've had houses burn. Even if no life was lost in that house fire, there is something very emotional and traumatizing about watching everything that you've worked for burn down in flames. My mother was in a house fire, or had her house burned down whenever she was a little girl, and she came out with one thing out of that fire. And my entire life, that thing was very special to her because it was the only history she had beyond a certain point in her childhood. When things burn, it is difficult. Whether even in our life, if it's a good thing that burns and all there is left of it is ashes, it is a hard, hard thing. God knew that, and he promises to give you beauty where that thing once, where that thing has been burned down and you didn't want to lose it and you didn't want to give it up and it didn't look like your favorite thing and it wasn't easy to walk through. God wants to replace it with a thing of beauty. He wants to position you in this life to live in a beautiful place. God is not looking to leave you in a heap of ashes. He wants to draw you into his presence and position you to have a beautiful thing placed in its spot. Number two, he wants to give you healing oil that brings joy where you had an open wound of mourning. You know, some people stay in a position of mourning. The Bible says that weeping endures for a night, but joy is supposed to come in the morning for believers. It says that we don't mourn like the sinners mourn. We're given a different lot in life. And let me tell you something. Life happens. Things, reputations, relationships, whatever it is, maybe even a person in your life, things die. And we go through seasons in this life of mourning. And mourning is not a bad thing. Mourning is a part of the process that God allows us to go through. When you mourn longer than you need to, when you hold on to something that is gone in spite of what is living, that's where we find ourselves in a terrible place, because it's in that place that we've moved out of being naturally mourning people. And we've moved in to letting the enemy steal the joy and the celebration of our life. You know, whenever Brian's father passed away, he was mourning him. He lost something. He loved his father. But it got to the point at one point that he was still playing one of his father's favorite songs. Every time he'd think about his dad, then he'd play his dad's favorite song. And if he were here right now, I promise you he would be laughing at himself right now, because he wanted to remember his dad and he would play the song. But this song was so depressing and so sad. And every time I would hear it, I would think, oh, here we go again. Because he would get sad, and I could tell this cloud would come over him. It was like a cartoon. I could see the cloud, and I could see the rain. And when he walked, I could see it following him through life. And finally, one day I said, honey, I love you so much. And I love you so much that I'm going to destroy your playlist, because we have got to move on. It was like a year. And every time that song would come on, I could see that sadness. And he shook that thing off and realized, man, this is following me. This is something I'm not called to carry. This has gone on long enough. I'm still going to love my dad. I'm still going to miss my dad. But how many of you know we don't have to mourn for the rest of our lives and give up the life that's right here in front of us that God has called us to? And so God says that he will give you a healing oil that brings joy where a wound of mourning once was. God can come in an instant if we allow him. Oil is always a representation of the Holy Spirit and healing in the scripture. And when God gives us this oil, what he's doing is giving us a relationship, that the Holy Spirit is actually coming and talking to us and communicating with us and changing us and smearing us, if you will, with the oil of God. And in that oil, God allows healing to happen in the deepest parts of us. The wounds that maybe tend to resurface even during times that should be celebratory. People get down and they get introverted into that place of mourning, and they don't come out and know the true healing oil of God. He is looking to smear you with the oil of joy right now. He promises that he will give you beauty in the place of your ashes, and he will give you joy oil in the midst of your mourning. The third thing that God gives you that allows you to be a celebratory people, not a melancholy people, not a depressed people, not an anxious people, not an angry people. God gives you an option and he puts it in your hand. Now, this is something that I love, because I'm kind of a do-it-yourself kind of girl. I love it whenever I get to play a part in it. One of the hardest things for me in this entire kingdom life is allowing God to do it in his time, right? And allowing God to move me when he wants to move me and do things in me when he wants to do them in me. That's a little more difficult. Some of you are more patient, and it's your forte, and you're good at that part. But I love this third one because I get to participate in the process of God. It says that he will give us a praise coat to sit in the place of heaviness that we've been wearing around. God's going to give you a wardrobe change. He's going to give you a praise coat. He's going to give you praise clothes. And that is not something that God throws on you every once in a while when he wants to. That is actually something that you get to use at any given moment of the day. Praise changes things. Praise adjusts our attitude. Praise helps our attitude. Praise lifts our spirit. Praise redirects our attention to what matters, which is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Did you know you get to wear a wardrobe of praise whenever you want to? Have you ever looked in your closet and thought, man, I have 100,000 things and nothing to wear? Whenever that happens to you, you should just look at it and say, you know what? I think I'll just put on my praise clothes today. And put on some of those clothes that you don't have to wear too, because the rest of us appreciate that. But go ahead and put on your praise coat. I'm telling you to position yourself for success, to position yourself for celebration, to position yourself for a joy-filled life, you get to do it. Now, sometimes you're going through a season in life and people say, how are you doing? And you are saying, I'm not doing so well. And you need help. And people pray and they love you and they hold your hand. But at some point in this life, we have to stand up and say, man, I think I'm not feeling it today. And I don't know what's going on, and maybe you do know what's going on, but I do know this. I know that it does not matter so much how I feel. It matters what the Word of God says. And so today I'm going to get up, and I'm going to put my praise coat on. And you just turn on some music, or maybe you just shout it out in the shower all alone, and it is the best. Is it not the best sounding song in the shower? You get in there, and you think, I should be a part of the praise and worship team. My voice is so good. And then you get out of the shower, and you realize it was all a deceiving moment. You are not good. It just sounds awesome. Everything sounds better in the shower. God wants you to lift up your voice and begin to sing praise to him. Not talk about how you're in the mully grubs. Not post about what's going on in your life. Not call somebody to tell them how terrible it is. But to replace that thing with praise, because it's your coat and you get to put it on anytime you want to. You know, kids are better at celebrating than we are. When my kids go to my closet and they go to dress up, they never pick anything beige. First of all, I don't wear beige, so it's not there. Second of all, they don't pick anything boring. They don't pick my sweatpants. They don't pick my t-shirts. They don't pick my favorite Oral Roberts sweatshirt. They always go into my closet and they pick a celebratory thing. They pick a sequin dress. They pick the shiniest shoes, the tallest heels. My girls will look for all of the jewelry. They'll put a crown on their head, and then they chase their brother, and they try to make him celebratory too, at which point he uses his man celebration with his axe that he throws across the room and hits them in the shins, and then he laughs, and he rejoices, and he runs away, and there they are in all this beauty. Girls never dress up in boring clothes. They know how to put on the garment of praise. Then they go and they ask me where their daddy is. They find him. They wait for him to tell him they look beautiful. And then they wait because they know that he's going to ask them to dance. That's what God wants from us as children of God. He wants us to go out. He wants us to come out celebrating, looking for our Father, saying, I want to tell you, God, that you're beautiful, and I want to thank you for loving me and counting me as beautiful. Thank you, God, for giving me beauty for ashes. Thank you, God, for giving me the oil of joy in the midst of my mourning. Thank you, God, today that I get to choose praise when I feel like being sad. I get a choice today, and today I choose to put on my highest heels of praise and the most sparkly dress of praise. I choose to celebrate the life that God has given to me today. We're called to be people of praise. We are called to be people of celebration. God has called us to be a light to the world, a shining, glorifying of God himself, a tree that everyone that eats of it gets better because that righteousness fills them. God has called you to this life, and he promises to give it to you. He's saying right now that he has called you to have that coat of praise. When everything's going wrong and you don't know what to do, if you will lift up a shout of praise, God will change your situation. The prophet here is declaring it to the Jews, and Jesus is declaring it over you. I want you just to say over yourself today, I have a garment of praise. Melancholy is not supposed to be our tone in life. When people run into us, they're supposed to run into a celebration waiting to happen. You know, God trains us for celebration and for praise. In fact, he provides a place every single week that you can walk into and learn to be a celebrator. It is called church. And every time that you walk in, you lift your hands, you lift your voice, you close your eyes, you begin to sing praise to God, you help you and you help me. When I watch people praise God, it helps me. When I watch people celebrate God, it helps me. When I celebrate God, it helps me. When you celebrate God, it helps you. When you praise God, you help the person beside you. You see, you thought you just came to church for you, but nothing could be further from the truth. Every person that runs into your praise is affected by it. God has called you to impact the people around you, and this is the place that he does it in. That's why in Hebrews, God tells us, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more we should come together as we see the day of Jesus approaching. How many of you think the day of Jesus' return is getting closer and closer and closer? And yet, even though we know this scripture, we just keep on getting further and further and further outside of assembling together. God has called us to assemble together more and more and more as we see Jesus coming. Why is that? Because God is looking to train us, to help us, to lift us, and to cause us to be deeper rooted in the things of God so that we can win more for Jesus. Because God can't come till everyone has heard this message we call the gospel. And we are gospel people. We are called to reach people for God. Did you know people need to know about your Jesus? And there is no better season to do it. Just next week, Pastor Brian will be up here giving a phenomenal word from the Bible. Pastor Brian, I don't normally call him that. That was awkward, wasn't it? He'll be here saying the word of God, and people need to be here, which means that your neighbor needs an invitation, which is why there is an invitation piece in your seat, because they need Jesus and they need to know his goodness. They may need oil for their mourning. They may need beauty for their ashes. God may need to do something for them and teach them about praise coming on their life when really all they want to do is mourn. But God has a plan for them. December is the easiest month, I think, to draw people in and to teach them what it is that God has done for us. That gospel, the delivering of his one and only son to the earth to do the major job that he needed to do to get it all done. Jesus came to the earth fully God, fully man, as a baby, and we celebrate it this month. Now, I don't know how your family celebrates it or what your tradition is, but I think a daily form of praise, gratitude, thanksgiving, celebration is in order. I know there are some families in here that make a different Christmas dessert every single day of the month. I think that's a wonderful way to celebrate. I think that there are people in here, you may have an Advent calendar. If you don't have one, you can go to almost any store. You can get them in any form or fashion. You say, Jesse, what is an Advent calendar? It's just a countdown to the day that we celebrate Jesus's birth. And every day you open a door and they have all kinds. I'm telling you, I was online last night. I never knew Advent calendars had become so marketable. You can get different lotion every day, a different beauty product every day in these things. But they really started with just a cardboard piece on the wall that a mom would take and place a mark so that they would know how many days it was until Jesus' birthday. And then it developed and they made them cool. You can get them at like any little store where you open a door and a piece of chocolate pops out.
You can't get any more exciting than when chocolate pops out at you. That's a good day. And whatever that tradition is, whatever that thing is that you're going to use to celebrate, I say you commit to it. Maybe you and your family are going to just look at one more scripture that day of where Jesus came from, what his story was. Maybe you're going to open up a page of a book to your little ones and you're going to read to them and make it a tradition that we celebrate. Not just that day with presents, but every day this month I want to challenge you to have a tradition of celebration. And whatever that looks like for you and your family, as long as you're glorifying Jesus in it, I think that that's a great thing. I think that you should go home today and say, what are we gonna do to make this month a celebratory month? Because we can get so involved in everything that's going on and forget about the one thing that changed everything and God giving us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, we have a lot of things here this month. The 16th is our big Glow musical presentation. It's a little more modern music, and it's so fun and so exciting, and all of the teams have been working so hard on it, and I want to invite you out to that. We'll have kids in that production. On the 23rd, I believe it is, we have, let me look here, I want to do it right. December 23rd, we have traditional Christmas service. That's going to be an awesome Christmas service. And then on the 24th, it is Christmas Eve, and that is my favorite Christmas, it is my favorite service of the entire year. It is beautiful and wonderful, and you can come and bring your entire family, and the kids come in their pajamas, and we celebrate Jesus together. We have so many days to put on our garment of praise. And I want to challenge you, church, this month to put on that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, because that spirit of heaviness is looking to get on you. It's looking to distract you from what's going on really on this earth. And I think it would just be incredible for us just to kick December in the face this year. Just go for it. Just get in there and say, you know what? You're not coming for me. I'm coming for you, December. You watch me celebrate my way all the way through this month. It isn't January. We're not fasting yet. It's time to get fat and happy this month. We're going to have fun. We're going to eat some good stuff. We're going to let joy be our song. We're going to tell our neighbors who our God is. We're going to show the planting of our life. We're going to let people eat of the fruit of righteousness that grows on every tree in this place, every family. Listen to me. Maybe you're single. You say, Jesse, I don't have anyone to plan my celebration with. See, that spirit of heaviness trying to get on you right now. I want you to shake it off and say, I'm putting on my garment of praise. We're going to celebrate in this house, even if there's one of me. Listen, you've got the easiest job. You only have to get you to participate. Some of you, all your kids have moved out, and you're like, man, the joy of Christmas just got sucked out. No. We're going to shake that thing off, and we're going to put on the garment of praise, and we're going to find a way to celebrate this month. I want you as a family to teach your kids. It's our job to teach our kids about holy days, to make it fun and exciting, and to give them something to celebrate. That's our job. I love it when I see pictures of our families in our church going out, doing fun things, and showing kids things during the Christmas season, because every bit of it is celebrating who our God is, that he was so magnificent that he was able to shift the trajectory of all mankind in our eternity through one gift that he brought to us. And we are the people that get to tell the world that our Jesus changed everything for us. We're those people. I want you to stand up on your feet today with me. I want you to stand up on your feet today with me. Say, Jesse, I needed a little bit of this. I had so many people coming to me after the first service and say, man, I needed that. Come on, everybody just lift up your hand if you needed it this morning. It's all right. There's a reason God brings words to the house. We needed it this morning. I want you just to shake off the spirit of heaviness. Go ahead. Just with your body, just go ahead and shake it off this morning. And we're just going to put on our garment of praise. Lord, we lift our hands, we lift our hearts, we lift our voices to you this morning. We say that you're the author, the starter, the writer, and the the finisher of our faith. God, we give you all that we are today. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you've given us oil for gladness, Father, that you have given us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and that you promise us beauty to replace every place where there has been something that was burned down. Lord, we give ourselves into the mighty hand of God today. We choose today who we're going to serve. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Now, don't let yourself go to sleep tonight. I'm asking you, I'm challenging you. Don't let yourself go to sleep tonight. I'm going to post on social media today, and I'm going to ask you, what did you and your people come up with to celebrate this month? And I want you to just be a shining light to the people outside of this room, because social media gives us an opportunity to invade people's space right where they are. They think they're alone. They think they're in their bed with their phone on, and it's dark, and everyone's asleep and nobody can get to them, but we can get to them because we're going to celebrate and we're going to impart into them a praise attitude. The people of River City Church, we're going to begin to just join together with our families and decide how we can celebrate. And it can be something very, very small, or you can go all out. Whatever you want to do is great, but I want to challenge you. Don't lay your head down tonight before you have made a decision, man. We are going to be a people of praise with a garment of praise that we choose to put on today for any spirit of heaviness that would try to sneak in and take over this season. I love you guys. Thank you so much.